This week, the Queen City welcomes the second major of the golf season at Quail Hollow.
I think anytime somebody's beaten any of us out here, I think we're all fired up to try and come out here and compete. And I think that's what's great about our game is week in, week out, we get an opportunity to compete. And, you know, this week I was the best player. We'll see who the best players at the PGA.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Spray on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Spray on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Hello, 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 hello.
Okay.
It is a hump day, isn't it?
What is happening?
Jeepers.
Feels extra humpy today, does it not?
Week's flying by quick this week.
Couple more pumps coming in today? Huh? Were the birds chirping a little bit nicer this morning for you guys? Coffee tastes a little bit better?
Coffee did taste better.
It tastes a little bit better today?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
That kind of, you know, that morning dew on the grass just looked a little bit sweeter this morning when you walked out of your house.
Well, look, I'm not a fan of the rain, but it has been nice. I'm just like,
clean air.
I'm ditching the jacket in the morning. I don't think it's that cold.
No, it's kind of a warmer, crisp
morning,
but not bad.
Than I expected.
Yeah. I was yesterday in shorts all day yesterday.
Yesterday was a little crisp in the morning when we
over by the mountain where I live.
You're out of Mount Hood. That's where you live. You drive down every morning. It's a long commute.
The foothills of the Cascades.
You have no idea.
Swag's at the beach. You're at Mount Hood.
Pretty much.
Are about 4 hours away from each other.
We might as well be in different time
zones.
Right
on the banks of the zigzag. Nice little mist.
A little morning. I love a good morning mist. Does that just make you feel good?
It was great.
This is the time of year where you start leaving the house, and it's the first time you're thankful for, like, I don't feel like a nocturnal creature anymore.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like
nice to have light.
For like a couple of months, leaving the house and walking out the front door and being like, ah, it's not the middle of the night.
This feels July. We see dawn as we leave.
And then it goes away. And then you're back to being
middle
a nocturnal
August.
Creature.
Nope,
it disappears. But at least for a couple of months, I feel like a normal person working a normal job.
I would say by like mid-December, mid-January, you catch my ring cam when I'm leaving. What's that creature out there?
Get that car running. I got to go scrape the window.
So dark outside. Who is that?
It's just Bill Belichick leaving at 1 in the morning. What's that? Bill, what are you doing?
Boy,
Put your shirt on, man. It's cold outside.
That story dies, and then it comes right back the next day.
It's not going to die.
He's on a mission or something to expose something.
He's saying, oh, yeah, you didn't ban her? How about I take it one step further? He might not even be the coach on day one.
Wow.
He's got ACC meetings yesterday, slouching in his chair, having to answer questions about Jordan Hudson.
If finding out that Bill Belichick bought his girlfriend, I feel like Pablo Torre is on the 10-yard line going in to score to reveal this.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
I think he has made it a mission to try to expose the fact that this is all a
setup
for hire situation.
Yeah, which, hey, you know, whatever you got to do in life, you got to do in life. But I want to get to the bottom of these details, man. I want to know more. We're lying about her age now. That's the latest thing. It's just, I can't get enough of that
story.
Yeah,
she was 19.
She was 19 when they met on the plane. And when she started hanging around North Carolina, we started lying about the old age.
So what are we to do if we find out she's 17 when he met her?
She was in a Miss Maine. Was it Maine? Is that where she's from?
Miss
Maine beauty pageant the other day.
Yes, did not win.
But Bill was there sitting courtside. Rooting her on.
First runner-up?
She was a runner-up. I don't know about first runner-up, but she was one of the finalists.
Is first runner-up third or second?
First runner-up is second.
Oh, yeah, she got second.
She got second place?
First runner-up.
First runner-up.
I hate how they word that.
She got the silver medal of Miss Maine.
First time I saw that as a kid,
my mom
was watching.
If at any point Miss Maine is unable to fulfill her duties as Miss Maine, then the first runner-up
assumes. She's like the vice president.
What if she poisoned Miss Maine?
Would anybody be surprised at this point? Miss Maine dies in a mysterious fire. What?
Is she really the witch from Snow White? She just turns into a... all costume right now.
I can't get enough of that story. One of the greatest coaches of all time in any sport might have it all derailed by a 20-year-old.
It is nice, though, to wake up and feel a little normal, get out of the bed, sun rising as I drive
in. Your circadian clock or circadian whatever?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Rhythms, your circadian rhythms are in sync.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
I've been feeling great. I've been starting every morning So I wash my face. So it's just ice cold water right in my face.
Shock the system. Wake up.
Well, woo! I need to clean my
your pores.
My cold plunge thing. I gotta clean it out. It's kind of
gotta hose that thing down.
And I've been lazy, so I just been like cold water right into the system, into the face.
That gets you going in the morning.
It absolutely is. And then I go straight into 50 straight push-ups.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Look at you.
Regular Jack LaLanne.
I'm going to brag.
I'm guessing that's not how it goes when Dirt wakes up.
No. We wake up. We hit the snooze button 4 times. Slowly look at my phone as I probably fall back to sleep in bed, seeing if I miss anything from when I went to bed.
Tiptoeing around so as not to wake up Teddy Ballgame.
Don't want to wake up the kids. Slowly go downstairs. I'm probably in the kitchen for a total of 7 minutes, brushing my teeth, making a coffee, making a bagel, and then I'm out the door. That's my morning routine.
It's not a bad routine.
And then I'll roll down the window like a dog sometimes to wake myself up, you know, get one of those on the window out, get that cold breeze on your face. That's my cold air. And then turn some music on and we're good to go.
I've been up since 3 o'clock. I got to be honest with you
that's
guys.
That's pretty early. That's an early start. You're so excited. It's such an exciting day on the program. You couldn't contain yourself.
You know, big news things. I was at one point yesterday, I was ready for the Aaron Rodgers announcement to come. It was all started flooding out.
Well, wait till 9:02 a.m.
It'll happen. It'll happen at 9:04.
No, I'm guessing today it will happen about 6:35 p.m. because the NFL schedule releases at 5 p.m.
They don't want Rodgers to steal the spotlight.
Well, Rodgers isn't going to wait that long. He wants the whole day to be about
it. Yeah, he wants to rob
now,
the coverage.
I thought it was.
I don't think you know a narcissist. You haven't met a narcissist, have you? They want the whole day to be about them. He doesn't want an hour. He didn't want the morning the
I
next day.
I thought he
day.
Was waiting
then
for
it changes the whole
release.
Schedule release because then you get all the Steeler announcements coincide with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, let's highlight the Steelers.
Wait a minute. Why is Mason Rudolph going to be in primetime 5 times this year? Yeah. I don't want to watch Mason Rudolph in primetime 5 times this year.
Yeah, it's that was bad timing for us.
Yeah, you say? Right. I got a text. My brother-in-law texted me. I just got home with Teddy Ballgame. I'm feeding him a little snack, and I just get a text in all capitals. And I'm like, wait, what?
You text me.
Yeah, I immediately was like, send the alert out. Bat signal. Get it out. Everybody needs to react. Because I know if you're not on social media, you're not going to see it. And so if you don't get a personal text, I'm not like scrolling Twitter when I get home, so I'm not going to see the news right away. And boy, oh boy, that was great timing. I think a purpose pitch on their part. After all I've said and done, they waited till we were off the air.
I did have 3 different people that don't know each other text me and say, you think this was timed on purpose?
Well, that's wait till after 9 a.m.
And I said, I appreciate you giving me that kind of credit.
But it was. It
no,
was.
I just think that,
that's
you
purpose
know,
pitch. No.
It's going to go out.
It was intentional. Jody took it personal. She took it personal. That's okay. We're moving on here.
Why would Jody take it personal? She's not the owner.
That's true. Jody and Bert, not happy. The Vulcan Enterprise is not happy with the comments made on this show.
If I ever, and I promise you, if I ever have a sports television program, outside of the radio job, of course, because radio is my love.
Okay? And it's on YouTube. We're technically on television.
I never want to not be on radio. But if we're ever on a local station with an actual sports show and I get any little bit of a budget, I am definitely getting puppets made and we're doing Bert and Jody. And
the Bert and Jody show.
The Bert and Jody Vulcans.
Hey, Bert. Vulcan Street. That's 138 games, Jody. Screw my back, Bert. Chauncey gets an extension. He won 35 games. Hey, Bert, what's his name? Jody, that's Shaden Sharp. We drafted him 7th. Don't you know?
Shaden! Get on the phone. Hi, Shaden!
You got to admit, Bert Cole and Jody Allen make great puppets.
They'd make a great.
Just look at their faces and go,
be a great
is that a puppet?
I can see it. Yep.
Like Swag?
I can see it.
Swag could be a puppet, but he's not a great puppet. I'm not a great puppet. I don't think Dirt's a great puppet.
Mm.
Unless you made Dirt fatter.
Yeah.
He is a fake fat.
Fat puppets are funny.
Jody Allen is a great. She kind of looks like a puppet now.
She does a little bit.
I don't even know if I need a puppet.
Yeah.
Muppet puppet.
Just a cutout. That's, you just need a face cutout. You're good to go. I don't think you need to turn it into a Muppet.
Have her sitting on Dirt stoop with her little puppet legs.
Little tiny little legs kicking around.
Just out here. I'm showing it for a billion.
I don't know if I've ever had. Like, I'm trying to think of all my other fandoms of, like, a day-to-day split from the lowest of low. I don't know, lowest of lows.
Not but, lowest of lows, but yeah,
pretty damn depressing. Pretty damn depressing Monday. To turning it around to like, oh my God, this is the best day since. How long has it been since I've felt positive? How
since they got the number three pick?
I mean, it's been a minute, man. It's been maybe since CJ on Mother's Day in 2019. We're maybe going back that far till I felt this good about.
Is that when he was traded?
Not when he was traded. When he hit the game winner, that was like the last time or like something cool was happening with the organization.
Mother's Day. I just forgetting
the Nuggets the game moment? 7 was Mother's Day.
Oh, I forgot
to go to
about
the conference
that.
Finals.
I mean, I remember the game, obviously. Yes. I forgot it
the
was Mother's
CJ
Day.
The CJ Game 7. Who could forget? It was Mother's Day 2019.
Hand up. I
yeah,
forgot
idiot.
It was Mother's
Look
Day.
Look at you hating on CJ McCollum. I would never. Legendary Blazer. Let's retire his number. I think this is the best day since then. It's been a minute for us, man.
That's a good point. What is the best day? Prior to the Blazers announcing the sale, what's been your best day as a Blazer fan? And I'm really curious with this. Is it getting the number three pick? That day at the lottery, we moved up and we're like, oh my God, are we going to get it? And we didn't, but we got the number three pick. We were still pretty excited.
That was going to be a great asset to go all in with Damian Lillard.
I would say it was probably that day just because of the idea in the moment was we're going to trade this pick and we're going to finally cash some chips.
That's a great asset to have.
Wasn't thinking about a point guard at all at that point.
Well, because we already had like four of them on the roster, so we didn't really need another one.
I think before that, favorite day. Boy, that's so dated a little bit. This will speak, I think, to the situation the organization finds itself in. I would say before that, the day they traded CJ McCollum was my favorite day.
Yeah, that's a pretty good day. That's a pretty good day. The day that started to get untangled was a celebration.
It's not just that it was untangled. It was specifically him.
Just get him out of here.
Like, I was sad about Larry Nance leaving.
Larry's a good player.
But CJ leaving, I was like, hell yes.
Larry Nance, point forward, man. Underrated player, okay? Key guy. Key rotation player on a team.
I don't know what that says about me, that my two favorite days are getting the number three pick in a draft lottery and watching a top 10 all-time score in franchise history get traded.
I think it tells you how depressing it is to be a fan of this team. I think that tells you all you need to know. I mean, I might give you a couple of bubble memories, a couple of Dame going off in the bubbles, put some respect on my name.
Everybody loved that.
Sure, those were great, but that's a long time ago. It's been a minute since those happened.
2021?
2020, that was bubble, that was COVID. That was 2020. So...
The bachelor party? Was that the bachelor party weekend?
No. The bachelor party weekend was when he went off and we lost to Denver.
Right.
Those were L's. Those were not wins. That was 2021. I believe that was the next year.
That was still kind of COVID-ish, right?
Still COVID-ish.
We were all kind of going in going,
yeah.
We think we're good.
We could be good.
But don't tell people there's like 35 people in this house.
Don't say anything.
Don't
let the authorities know. We're not going to get in trouble. Nothing to see here. Jody's not going to report us, all right?
Oh, man. What a delightful little Wednesday.
What a day. What a day to celebrate, huh?
It is
Pop
a day to celebrate.
Pop your champagne. Come hang out. We're going to have fun.
Now, are we going to see her paraded around in that team jacket for one more season? Because I think we are.
Could be another 18 months, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this
could
this be.
Richmond's saying 9 to 12 months. He talked to sources that said 9 to 12 months.
Yeah. Could be a minute. It's going to take a while. I mean, it takes a while to sell.
Think about how long you just went through the process to purchase a home. That is a...
Oh, it's a long process.
$350,000 to $850,000 transaction.
Yeah, he just got that home.
Yeah, look at that. Moving on up.
Think about how long... took how much paperwork was involved.
A lot of paperwork.
Now you're talking about a $3.5 to $4 billion transaction.
A lot of checking of pay stubs.
The only
thing I
see your
pay stubs, Phil Knight. What are you bringing in per month?
Well, that's we can get to that of who we think could be stepping up here. The only thing I'd say on that is I think it was Brian Berger. I think
sure.
We got cuts from him. He's on Daddy and Dust yesterday. I think he tweeted something to the effect of, like, they're not doing this unless they have an idea who the owner is.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have... He
said it was an open house. Maybe I'm reading somebody else's thought.
I mean, you want a bidding war, obviously, but I think there's obviously interest in this. NBA teams don't come up for sale very often.
Well, I'm curious if they are going to go and get the NBA's approval on... potential bidders before they bid, or if they're going to go through the bidding process, get the winning bid, and then get that's the part, because the NBA has to sign off on it too. It can't just be, oh, you're going to pay us the most money, there you go.
Yeah, it's got to be approved by the league.
So I'm curious about
yes and no
where the NBA steps in.
The league doesn't want the estate running this franchise.
No, they don't.
They have made that very clear for a number
of years.
But they still have to get voted in by the other owners. It has still
has to be approved.
If somebody
has $4 billion, they're going to get approved. They're going to get approved.
Yeah, it's in the what if the Saudi crown prince buys the Blazers?
I want to get to that.
Or the Live Blazers. What do you think?
I actually do want to play a fun game of who is the problematic owner.
I don't care. You got money, you want to win, I don't care. Bring it on. Give me some dubs.
I got a name for you I'm going to throw at you.
You got a name?
I don't think you're ready for it. But if they throw $4 billion at it, it might get sold. And they'd be like, all right, Bert, see you later.
You're right.
Seattle.
See you later. We're out of here.
Don't forget my penguin bones.
They should have a nice celebration in Vegas and Seattle, too, because there's no chance they're doing this without the thought expansion's happening this summer. It's
I broke that news.
Yeah. It's just,
I told you, July, when it's a dead period for the league.
It'll be announced.
They're going to take over the media landscape. They're going to announce it. It's going to be a week-long
Jody's not leaving that money on the table.
No.
She's not walking away. The expansion's another year or two
I got an ad. There's Adam Silver quote. He was out there making the rounds at the draft lottery.
He's been flirting with this the whole time. Yeah.
Ooh, Neil getting turfed was a pretty good day.
Ooh,
that's a pretty solid day in Blazer fandom.
That's probably
that happened
last
before CJ got traded, right?
Yes, because Cronin was the one that's unwound things.
That's right.
So he then made the trades after Neil got turfed.
That was such a good feeling.
That was like 3 months after the water bottle incident.
It was.
So that was like, ooh, that's a bad look. And then he was gone. That was a pretty good day to be a Blazer.
Then we extended his coach.
And then we did,
we won 10 out of 11 games.
We did.
Trajectory is going up
in the right direction.
Well, it's going to be a busy show. We will not dive fully into the Blazers for the whole show today, the way that we did yesterday a little. We got a little drunk on the Blazers.
Somebody's asked, is there a for sale sign in front of the Moda yet? That'd be really funny. They're really like, we need that. Sale pending. Once there's a prospective buyer, put the pending tag on there. We need to do that. That would be hilarious.
We'll get to that today. It is a loaded show, Dirt and Sprague. I don't know where we're going to start. I got a lot of things on my show sheet. I got to organize it in terms of how I think I want it to go. So we'll come back and we'll have some great stuff for you. Good to be with you next on The Fan. All right, 621. Welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2. And of course, YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM, The Fan. Hello.
Hello.
We will get back into the Blazers' for sale sign that is sitting out of the Moda Center. Again, I think that's a great idea. Somebody just placing for sale all over
everything
the
must go.
Everything must go, yeah.
It's not a liquidation.
It's an estate sale.
It's
we also have people in Anthony saying that we need to go Vatican White Smoke when we find a new owner. Somebody's got to release the white smoke.
Sure.
What is it until they find the Pope?
Black smoke.
So we got to have black smoke.
It's black smoke on when
billowing,
they don't. Yeah, when it's done.
And
for
then if they take a vote find an owner, and don't have enough votes,
black smoke.
Then it's black smoke.
And then we get the owner and we got white smoke.
Yeah.
But we need Rashid in the meeting so the smoke comes up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it fits. And then everybody around the Moda Center having a good time.
Ooh.
She's a little giggly today. I don't know why. It's delightful by the Moda Center. You guys walk over by the roast quarter this afternoon. It smells great.
You choke.
There's a couple of skunks over here.
Hey, Bert. That's the doobie. Do-do-do. She's got to be crazy high. Anyways,
yeah.
I digress. We'll get back into that. A great prank. Just go buy 10 for sale signs and tape them all over the Moda Center.
Whoever does that, just somebody do it today. Somebody's got to be driving around the Moda Center and have, like, you're a realtor, you got a for sale sign and you're in the back of your
truck.
Please, somebody go do that.
Somebody
today.
Listed on Redfin, please. Can it go on
sale? Yes. Listing price $3.2 billion, but they're hopeful that negotiations will take it close to $4 billion.
Do you think there's like a billionaire's secret estate,
like a dark web website?
Real estate, yeah, app that they only have access
sports
to.
Sports franchises. You got to have a balance sheet of over $50 million just to be able to log into the website.
Well, you know, you go onto these real estate apps and you have to do the filters and it's like 4 bedrooms, 2+ bath.
Right. I can't afford that.
Is there like a billionaire's app where they go, sports, teams, for sale.
Let's see what's available in the NBA today. Ooh, look at this. A new one just came on the market. It comes with the building, too.
They have no idea what the sport is. What's basketball?
Do you dribble it? How does it work? I'm confused.
Is that on our yacht? I don't know. Trey Hendrickson's pissed.
He's not happy right now in Cincinnati.
Yeah. And it's we only got exposed to, like, the tip of the iceberg. there's a lot more simmering underneath.
I didn't know what he sounded like till yesterday. I gotta
be
honest.
I didn't either. I'd never heard an interview with him until he started publicly talking about this.
Well, he said this in the scrum. He basically was like, hey, you guys know this about me. I get so angry. I don't like to talk to the media.
Yeah.
And I went, well, that makes sense. You guys lost a lot of games last year.
They did, because their defense wasn't very good.
He was good.
He was fantastic. He wasn't the problem.
Not a lot of other good there. And they're such a weird team because they've got all of these big-name talents, and they disappointed. And we know the ownership situation. Like, we got some listeners that are Bengals fans from time to time, and I feel bad because, like, I want the Bengals to be good. Is that a hot take?
I don't think that's a hot take.
I want Burrow to matter. I want Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes. Who else is in the AFC that I'm blanking on?
You say Lamar?
Herbert,
you say Lamar, yeah.
You
Herbert,
know, who yeah. Knicks, if you want. Whatever it is. Whoever it is. I want the quarterbacks to be elite. I know he's elite. The team is not elite.
This was crazy. I saw this the other day. Speaking of their wide receiver room, $55 million is how much they're spending in their wide receiver room. That's number one in the NFL. $55 million this year. The Chargers, you want to guess how much they're spending on their wide receivers?
20. Well, they got $5 million in there?
17.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got
that is 32nd in the National Football League.
Telling the truth will set you free.
It'll set you free.
You got to tell the truth. I love the way he's handling this. We don't get a lot of guys who come
you
out
like
in public.
This.
I do. Like, I sometimes narratives kind of take... you know, take off, and it's not always true, and you allow certain people or media members to have information that maybe dictates the course of the conversation. And he's like, no, dude, they lied to me. They told me I would get a deal. They're not giving me the deal. Now they're fining me. They're not communicating with me. They clearly don't want to reach some sort of resolution here. I love that he's coming out and publicly airing all of this against the Bengals.
Well, here he is yesterday talking to the media because reportedly he's not getting a deal. They haven't talked to him. He says... in negotiations since before the draft. They have not talked post-draft.
Nope.
And then a report came out that Zach Taylor, his head coach, who knows him well, shot him a text and basically said, if you don't show up, we're going to start fining you every day.
Yes.
I don't understand why you would want to take that approach with your elite edge rusher that you may end up signing. I don't. What does that do?
Seems like a weird hardline stance this time of year. We're not 3 weeks away from week one. It's May.
You're also the head coach.
Yeah.
Like, let the general manager do that.
Yeah, there's got to be a balance there where you're on the player side, you understand the business side, but you need this guy on your team.
You need this dude locked in. And here it was Trey Hendrickson describing what the situation has been like with the Bengals.
I think a lot of players in the past have been silent or didn't stand on values where telling the truth will set you free. It's a value my parents raised me with when I was young. As a follower of Christ, the truth is the way. And so to have these tough conversations and say the truth, right? I'm a Floridian. So there is unprovoked shark attacks and there's provoked shark attacks. And the comments that are being made, right, whatever happened at the combine, whatever happened at the owners' meetings, and the text I got yesterday, this is not something where I'm just twiddling my thumbs thinking, oh, how can I get the next one up? Most of the teammates will agree. I don't spare my opinions. I kind of stay out of the media for that reason because I am an emotional player, and after a loss, it's a lot harder to talk than after a win. Especially in the circumstances that we had last season. So I carry it with a tremendous amount of respect, but these things are provoked. I would love to say to sit quiet is a good strategy. It is clearly not.
So he's going out and he's talking. By the way, side note, me and my oldest brother, once in a while when we talk, we like to talk about random things. For example, I go, what do you think would blow somebody's mind more from the 1400s? The microwave or the airplane?
Gotta be airplane.
Your food's gonna cook in 30 seconds.
With electricity. Plug
with
it in.
Electricity. What is that? Well, let me explain that one to you.
Here's a flying piece of metal.
Now, I only say that to say this. As a guy bringing up the fact that he is uber-religious Jesus Christ follower, would it blow Jesus' mind that that guy's angry he's not making $30-plus million dollars a year to play a sport that Jesus has never known to exist?
Yes, I think he would be a little blown away by that. I think that would be a bit of a shocking
relevant. How would you even explain that
discovery
to the big guy?
Like, whoa, that's a lot of money. You really, $17 million is not enough for your $14 million, 12, 9, 7.
My brother.
Any of those okay?
Take 10 and be happy.
This is a really interesting one because the Bengals, to their credit, did something that I didn't think that they would do, and that is they signed both of their wide receivers to long-term extensions. We just gave the numbers on how much that room is going to make. It's $55 million this year.
The difference here is, and maybe I'm wrong if I've missed it, I'm sorry, Burrow was pretty vocal about those dudes getting paid.
He was. There is his guys.
And I don't know if he's been vocal at all.
He should be, because the reason Hendrickson. The Bengals didn't make the playoffs last year is because their defense was atrocious and they had one bright spot. He led the NFL in sacks, and it was Trey Hendrickson.
But you're going to tie up a lot of money at that position.
You are going to tie up a lot of money, but if you're telling me your defense was already ass last year and then you let this guy walk out the door, you trade him, or he's disgruntled and he's not going to play... They lost games last year scoring insane amount. They scored 34 against the Ravens and lost. They scored 27 against the Chargers and lost. They scored 38 against the Steelers and lost. Like, this was the story. They 38 or 33 against the Commanders and lost. They lost a lot of games that were high scoring. And that's the fascinating thing to me about the Bengals. We all know how good Joe Burrow is. We know how good their offense can be. And it should be great again next year. If they don't take a step defensively, they're going to be the same team that they were last year, where maybe they sneak into the playoffs and they're feisty and a team you don't want to play because of how good they are on one side of the ball. But there's nothing about that defense that scares you other than the guy who led the NFL in sacks. And so I've maintained all along. I understand that you're committing a lot of money. I think he's, 32? How old is Hendrickson?
I think he's 30 or 31.
30 or 31. Okay, so I gave him an extra year.
He's getting at that age.
He's getting to that age where you're into that, like, hey, how many more years will you be elite? But if I was a general manager, it would have been a no-brainer to me to pay Ja'Marr Chase, who's one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the league.
I would have traded T. Higgins.
Traded T. Higgins and paid the money you gave to T. Higgins to Hendrickson and balance it out where you keep one guy on offense, one guy on defense, you recoup some assets for your number two wide receiver, and you go find another number two.
The thing I think that's hard there, though, is when your quarterback wants both receivers.
I get it.
But that's the business of it. You just got to be like, look, Joe, I get it, but sorry.
How'd you feel scoring 38 against Baltimore and losing?
Yeah.
Exactly. How'd you feel scoring 33 against the Commanders and losing?
Yeah.
You want 33 points to be able to win you an NFL game? Because it should. That's a lot of points in the National Football League.
What if I told you get 26
and
we
can win?
Because we get a stop.
Maybe you throw four fewer touchdowns, but we have a defense with a pulse. How's that sound?
Why don't you get worse, Joe Burrow, huh? That's the point. You get worse. So, still no resolution to the side between Hendrickson and the Bengals. Hendrickson taking it public, talking to the media yesterday, says it's like an unprovoked shark attack, what the Bengals are doing to him. So, we'll see where that all goes. We got the NBA playoffs. Is this guy the greatest player to ever play basketball? We'll talk about that. We'll get back into the sale of the Blazers. I got draft lottery audio. It's heartbreaking, is how I can describe
it. Well, that's nice. Thanks for that.
Well, I like to break our hearts.
Let's keep breaking our heart. We'll tear you down and build you back up.
It's the best way to wake up every day.
Or we'll build you up and then tear you down, either way.
So we'll get into all that. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan. One of our listeners, Ryan, just sent me a link where you take a picture and you can turn the person into a Muppet.
We got Bert and Jody Muppets on the way.
I haven't gotten to anybody yet. I'm trying to... It won't let me do this without signing up.
You got to create an account.
But after I sign up, I'm definitely turning her into a Muppet.
Have we got a for sale sign? Has any listener put a for sale sign in front of the Moda Center yet? We need the photo. We need the photo evidence. What are you doing on your way to work? Let's get things done this morning.
Estate sale, man.
We got a team to sell.
I get kind of depressed when I see those. I'm like, dead person.
You could go into the Moda Center and buy something. What would you want to buy? Not the building, obviously. We can't afford that. But
okay, what are you limiting me to here?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Can I buy, like, the banner?
Sure, you can buy the banner.
A retired jersey banner?
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
The championship banner.
Championship banner in your man cave would be badass.
If you could give me anything to choose, and I have the space for the item.
You got the space, you got some money. Like, hey, let's go shop around a little bit.
I am creating my own basketball gym. And I'm stealing the Hustle stat board.
There you go.
Keep track of your steals.
I am stealing
your steals,
that board.
Your blocks. It's all you know.
That's what I'm taking. Of all the things at the Moda Center, that's what I want.
At the Sprague Gym?
Yes.
You got to have somebody run that thing, though, so you keep track.
Well, obviously, I'm rich in this scenario.
This is true.
You painted a great picture for me.
Some 5-on-5 hoops going both ways. Sprague's got 7 steals.
He's got some minions.
I mean, you got to have minions, right?
I mean, if you're rich, you got to have minions. There's only one way to operate.
Will we? God, I have so many ownership things. I know. But like Jokic was maybe the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. You know, it's like there's so much.
I thought he was going for 50 there right at the start of the third quarter. I was like, he's going to have
two baskets away.
His three at the end of the game. Just like shot around, clock. Just yeah. like, what the hell? Swoosh.
Can I go NBA Sprague on you?
Yeah, what do you got?
I've seen him do that maybe 20 times this year. So when he did it, I didn't go, I was like, he's going to make this.
It's Jokic.
It's his move. Yeah.
Especially with the game that he was having. It's one thing if he's having an off shooting night, you're like, I don't know about that shot, Jokic. But when he's hot and on like he was last night, you just assume it's going to go in. Gotta love the two biggest possessions offensively for Denver late in the game, equaling Michael Porter Jr. threes.
And then there were the two Russell Westbrook airball threes.
Yeah, so Russ had a real
he
rough
was in
had
full, a rough series. It was the full Russell Westbrook experience.
Not quite the
there.
Clipper Russ.
No.
That one stings if you're Denver because you were on the road, obviously, not expected to win. You got a great game for Jokic, who outside of game one really has not been that dominant in this
Murray
series.
Murray went nuts in the third quarter.
Murray had a good game. Like, you led the entire game. I think when OKC finally took the lead, I think it was their first lead since like 14-13
well,
in the first quarter.
Through the opening haymaker, they like came out like 12-2.
They did right
and
out of the
like,
gate.
Oh boy, here we go.
And then Denver led the rest
and
of the way
Denver
until the fourth quarter.
Denver settled down and started feeding Jokic.
Would Jokic demanding a trade stun you guys?
No, I mean, nothing surprises me in the NBA, I don't think, anymore.
If he came out, I would be pretty surprised if he just came out and said, I'm done in Denver, move.
I refuse to play.
Well, you know, the way stars do.
Yeah.
But if he...
The Giannis.
Giannis.
He just, might be open to looking elsewhere this offseason.
That was a soft launch.
It'll go that
That was a soft launch.
It would go that route.
Yeah, well, they all do. I mean, how
but
many
But I don't know. I could
I'm
just see
here.
Him... I could see him, if he thinks he's done, his run is over in Denver, just going...
What is that haul, by the way?
A lot.
If Luka got you two players and a pick, what do you get?
I mean, you can't lose. Yeah, you can't use Luka.
Two picks?
I think, yeah. I mean, think about what Rudy Gobert got traded for and times it by 17, and that's what you're offering Nikola Jokic is, man.
I think the biggest issue is just how long he wants to play.
Why do you have that?
I don't know. He just...
How is this playoff? I said this a couple weeks ago.
No. I understand that.
How has this not changed the way we view and think about him? I think this dude's a 15-year player. Why would he not be?
He's already 9 years into the league, I believe, 9 or 10 years
He's going to make $500 million. What would he need to retire right
his
now?
His next,
for?
Yeah. I mean, how many years does he have left on his deal?
I don't know.
His next Supermax is going to be insane.
Well, he's going to get the $300 million deal. Exactly. If he has, it's got to be two something already.
That
but
buys a lot of horses and buggies in Serbia, man.
It buys yes, you it Serbia. You know
you
what I mean?
You can buy Serbia. What if he bought Serbia? We're trying to buy Greenland.
If
can he
Trump
buy
can
Serbia?
Buy Greenland, yeah. Why can't Jokic buy Serbia?
I have $400 million now.
Jokic land.
He has to rename it if he buys it. It can't be Serbia anymore.
Where are you going for vacation? I'm going to Jokic land, man. They let you ride horses.
Sounds delightful, dude. There's basketball hoops everywhere. It's a great place to go visit.
You remember when Putin had the shirtless horse photo? I feel like there's a statue of Jokic on a horse, but he's bigger than the horse, and he's shirtless.
He's got two more guaranteed years left on his deal and then a player option for $62 million in 27-28.
Damn.
Before he is an unrestricted free agent when he's 33 years old in 28-29.
Jokic cashing out.
Jokic. Lots of money. He was unbelievable. He's so damn good.
It's
so
crazy.
Fun to watch,
it's
man.
It's insane.
I know we joke about this, and we'll get to it with our Fan Golf Classic show, our top tens of all. Like, that dude's a top seven player. He is unquestionably, in my mind, a top seven player in the history of the league. You cannot name me seven guys who are more skilled and... Like,
okay, hold on. Let's
dominant than...
Unguardable.
Let's play this game.
Unguardable. You can't. You cannot do it.
LeBron.
Okay.
Now, hold on. I guess what I'm...
let's
if I'm throwing a name at you...
2 minutes over the clock. Let's give our top tens.
No, I'm not doing a top ten. But you said you can't name...
Okay, I'll tell you if I think they're better than Jokic or not.
So you're just talking about all-encompassing
skill, all-encompassing ability, unstoppability. Mm-hmm. I mean, just dominance, unguardability.
Mike.
None of those are words. Sure, Mike. You can
okay, LeBron.
Yep, I'll take LeBron.
Magic.
No, I don't think Magic is better than Jokic. I don't think he's more dominant than Jokic. I don't.
Nine finals.
That's great. Kareem was pretty damn important,
Kareem.
Too. I would take Jokic over Kareem. Different eras.
True.
Kareem wasn't running the point.
If you actually... Kareem,
that would, no.
I know.
See,
I'm
you got to change that thinking, though.
That's
he
fine.
Wasn't
averaging triple-doubles.
Well,
wasn't top 10 in the NBA in 3-point field goal percentage.
He wasn't shooting threes.
Well, shoot some threes, Kareem, you old bum. Get your ass out of the paint. Make a shot.
Hakeem.
Your little jump hook. No, I can't do it.
Oh, you're crazy.
I can't do it.
You're crazy. You're jumping the shark.
I can't Shaq. Do it. Shaq, I'll consider. Shaq, I'll consider, but I'll take Jokic over
so
Shaq.
So Kareem with the greatest shot of all time can't
Kareem had
it.
The single most unstoppable shot of all time.
Because he didn't pass enough and shoot threes, but Shaq makes your list?
Yeah, has he got a 30-12-10 stat line on his resume?
He didn't have to have one.
That's fine. Ooh. Jokic is better.
Kareem?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet you Kareem has a 30-10-10 game.
Not game. For a season,
well,
he averaged a triple-double this year. He's a center that averaged a triple-double. He was number 3 in points, number 3 in rebounds, number 2 in assists, top 10 in field goal percentage, and top 5 in 3-point
percentage. But we could play this
game
all day of how many players in yesteryear,
that's
if they
fine.
Played in the current landscape.
Could have potentially done it. I don't know
different.
If they would have been able to do it. I know this guy can do it. He is one of the most dominant players in the history of the NBA.
You're making me into a 90s, 80s guy here.
Kobe.
I'm going to defend my plumbers.
No, I would not take Kobe over Jokic.
You
no
would not
chance.
Take Kobe over Jokic.
Not in a million years would I take Kobe over Jokic.
Dirk.
No.
Really?
No.
Same amount of rings.
Similar era. How many triple-doubles did Dirk average?
Get to another final.
You can't even give me the 1970s thing.
All right,
1980s
Oscar Robertson,
thing.
The original triple-double
oh,
guy.
Oh, Mr. Triple-double.
Sure. Yeah, he's great. I take Jokic
by your
over
measurement,
him.
Russell Westbrook. He was the first.
He was
since
first.
Wasn't top 10 in field goal percentage and top 5 in 3-point percentage.
Larry Bird.
I consider Larry Bird. That's a jump ball. Larry
this
Bird's
is
a jump ball.
Getting weirdly racist, and you don't even know it.
He shot 40.
I consider the other white guy with the white guy, but not the other guy.
He shot 42% from three this year.
I'm well aware.
42% from three.
I know, but as
yeah,
much
I do,
as,
you know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, are
I
you
do.
Sure?
I do.
42% from three.
Wilt.
Wilt.
No, I take Jokic.
What?
Then you play the game the other way. Put Jokic in that era, and he's scoring 100 points a game.
Well, what
he's playing
kind of
against
Jokic
plumbers
am I getting?
And, he's playing against plumbers and janitors.
Nah, pre-dream team.
There's nobody over 5'7" in the NBA back then.
Dude,
get the hell out of here.
Pre-dream team, I'm getting unskilled Jokic, who is basically 7'1" Sean Bradley.
He shot 40.
He's getting dunked on by people.
He
ain't
shot
dribbling the 42% basketball.
From three this year.
He's insane.
He's 7 feet tall.
I know. It's
he
nuts.
Runs their offense.
He can't jump.
He can't jump.
He cannot jump.
He's one of the best shooters in the league.
I still think he's going 7.
I hope it's going 7. We
it
deserve 7.
It feels like it's going 7.
It's been the most entertaining series of the second round, I would argue.
And I'm deathly terrified to face that dude in a game 7.
Yeah, because he can just do that. I mean, he could just take over a game and be dominant. And there's nothing that you could do to guard him or stop him.
Wow. So how many players did we just count there? Maybe 4?
He's top 6.
Four
top
or five.
He's top 5. He's top 5 of all time.
Jerry West?
Get the hell out of here, Jerry West. Jokic should be the logo. That one
what
footed.
What is the logo?
It's
of
that
Jokic.
One footed end of the shot clock jump shot that he hit. Just a whoop. Oh, yep. Nothing but net. No big deal. Jerry West wasn't doing that.
He would be the funniest.
Him and his
logo.
Old balls. That ain't happening. Get the hell out of here.
If there's a game 7, it's Sunday at noon.
Oh, that's perfect. I
PGA Championship. Final round.
Nobody cares.
I mean, you know, people. A lot of people care. What if Rory's in the lead? Rory and Scotty coming down the wire?
I'm sorry, guys. I hate to tell you this. No buzz to this thing.
Well,
the players have crapped on it. The weather's terrible. It's the least important of the four majors.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I was more excited about TPC than I was the PGA Championship.
You're not wrong. I care, but you're not wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I can grant you that.
All right. It is 6:48. Dirt and Sprague. We're back with more on The Fan. Mark Zuckerberg.
Uh-oh.
What's he ruining
your
now?
Your fascination with him is odd.
Oh, buying the Blazers, you mean?
My fascinate. How do you see him as a human and not go, what is going on here?
I just move on. I don't.
Yeah, I get it, Riggins. You don't care about anything but table tennis. Okay? We get it.
Chinese table tennis.
You're so cool.
You watched Table Tennis Channel last night?
Nobody was cashing checks more than you during COVID gambling on Korean women's volleyball. We get it, Riggins.
Mark Zuckerberg buying the Blazers is what I was going to ask.
Dude, does he care about winning? Is he investing money? Y'all sign me up.
Have you seen him dress?
I don't care, dude.
I don't know if he knows how to do anything.
I don't care.
Paul Allen wasn't exactly a fashion icon.
No, Paul Allen
was a sicko sitting courtside. I don't think Zuckerberg even knows.
Well, that's a caveat you got to give me. Like, you could give me a horrible human, which Zuckerberg clearly is a horrible human being who is slowly deteriorating society of the world.
What's your line?
I don't have a line. Do you care about winning? Dude, I got no morals.
Dan Snyder wants back in the ownership game.
Dan Snyder.
Does he care about winning? Is he going to invest?
I think he cares about harassing women.
To give me a championship?
Little bitch moved to London.
He did. He scurried over the pond.
Yeah, he did.
He ran away.
Yeah, he did.
I don't have a lot of morals here. They're all horrible people in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah.
Some we know more about than others, but if you knew all of it, you would be probably shocked at how awful of human beings they all are.
Is there a billionaire that you look at and you just confidently say, I don't think they're actually a horrible human being? Because I have one.
Okay, who you got?
Ballmer. I think Ballmer's right place, right time, met the right friends. Let's go!
developers! That guy has something shady in his past.
No
he
way.
Has to. He absolutely has to.
No way.
Warren Buffett says, you know what I don't have in my portfolio?
An NBA? I'd be fine if he wants to buy the team.
A sports franchise.
Yeah, go ahead. Buy the team, Warren. I'm all for it, man. You got money and you want to win. You're rich. That's all that matters to me. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
you're going to spare no expense to take us to the top. That's all I ask of my owner. I'm not making him pass a purity check, test.
Buffett's very honest about things from time to time, very heavily invested in the mobile home industry. And I will tell you, I grew up in a mobile home. They're not great.
No, they're not great, Bob.
They're not great.
Not great. They're all bad people.
Apparently, they're profitable.
Very profitable. A lot of people need to live in a mobile home.
Some of them were shanties with just good paint.
What kind of paint are we talking to? Probably the dangerous kind.
Oh, the rat's back.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Got some lead paint in there.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, most of them are awful.
I mean, they're all terrible people. Somebody is chiming in, Mark Cuban. Like, yeah, I'm sure that Mark Cuban seems like a better guy, but come
Cuban
on, man.
Cuban owns the Mavericks, guys.
Yeah, didn't he have a...
He's got like a...
Weren't there allegations
state.
In Dallas with mistreatment of women in the workplace?
Oh, yeah.
Constantly when he was there. Constantly. Like, it's... I'm just saying. They're all bad people.
He has zero tie here. He's not doing.
There's different degrees of bad. I will grant you that. But no matter who you over, I mean, look at our current quote unquote owner and her transgressions over the last however many years.
We don't need to talk about that publicly.
Okay, sure.
Even
why not?
It's public.
Public knowledge. Very public knowledge about the things that have transpired.
Yeah, well.
Look towards the camera awkwardly.
I only asked this because yesterday it was announced the Trailblazers are officially for sale.
We did it. We did it.
We finally made it.
We did it. I'm giving us the credit. We forced her out.
Really?
We did. We were hard on her. We held her. We held her to this.
Definitely wasn't the money that's upcoming this summer.
It wasn't the expansion fees.
You.
It was all the morning show on 1080 The Fan being critical.
That dirt's like a wart on my
God,
ass.
He just won't go away. I did have a boss one time call me a herpes sore, so maybe I was a herpes sore in this case. Just won't go away.
There's some things we could write a book about that we've experienced in our young little careers.
That was in a contract negotiation, too. That was for re-signing a new deal. Like a herpes sore that won't go away. Thank you. It's very uplifting.
You should get that tattooed.
I should.
I'm like a herpes sore.
Just a permanent herpes sore tattooed somewhere on your body.
Well, where's everybody at? The Trailblazers are for sale. Are we feeling optimistic? I got a draft lottery story I want to share with you in the second hour of the program. May hurt a little bit, but I just thought it was a good story. So we'll get to that. We start the second hour with the big news from yesterday that we haven't talked about yet. The Blazers are for sale. Where all of that is going, hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.